I'm Brett Chang, and this is your Peak Daily for Monday, April 15th, 2024, where we cover the biggest stories in Canadian and global business, finance, and tech all in less than 7 minutes. Peak Pals, more wildlife is turning up in Canadian cities, and it's not just your everyday trash pandas. We mean raccoons, of course. Experts say deer, beavers, and even bears are becoming less shy about interacting with humans and setting up shop in more populated areas. Sure, moving to the city sounds exciting, but just wait till they hear about the housing prices. Okay, Peak Pals, we've got a great episode for you today. For our first story, Middle East conflict ratchets up with Iran attack. For our second story, Tesla slashes prices for self-driving software, and our big picture. For our first story, violence in the Middle East escalated over the weekend with an Iranian attack on Israel. To catch you up, Iran launched more than 300 drones and missiles at targets in Israel on Saturday, 99% of which were intercepted in the air by Israel and its allies. Iran said the attack was in response to an Israeli airstrike that killed a top Iranian general in Syria earlier this month, and that it had concluded its retaliation. It matters because it's the first ever Iranian attack launched from its own soil against Israel, and a dangerous escalation in the ongoing conflict in the region. The attack raised the risk of the conflict in Gaza broadening to a wider regional war that could ramp up to a larger scale than what happened over the weekend. Ian Bremmer, president of Eurasia Group, posted on X that experts expect more significant strikes against Iranian proxies in the coming days and opportunistic strikes against Iranian targets in proxy states. Next, Israel is now deciding how to respond to the attack, with U.S. President Joe Biden and other world leaders urging restraint to avoid further escalation. An Israeli official told the New York Times that the country's war cabinet was still undecided on how to retaliate, and it would undoubtedly respond. The business angle is that oil prices have already risen this year on fears of a regional war breaking out and disrupting the flow of Middle Eastern crude to global markets, a risk that increased this weekend. For our second story, Tesla is hoping that a good old-fashioned sale will get more customers to buy into the whole self-driving car thing. Here's what's driving the news. Tesla is slashing the price of its full self-driving software subscription from $199 to $99 per month in the U.S. This is part of a larger effort to boost consumer subscriptions amid tough financial times for the EV maker. Like one of the 60 streaming services out there trying to lock you and your credit card in, Tesla has started offering a one-month free trial for the newest version of the self-driving software to entice customers. Although the name fully self-driving might sound like you can zone out and watch Netflix during your commute, it still requires drivers to pay attention, partly to avoid liability if something bad happens. It's happening because Tesla's quarterly vehicle delivery has declined for the first time in years, putting more pressure on the company's software services to drive its slumping revenue. Last year, Elon Musk cut vehicle prices to help boost sales, arguing that a larger fleet of Tesla vehicles that could adopt its self-driving software would make the company more profitable in the long term. It matters because with BYD and other Chinese EV makers cutting into Tesla's share of the EV market, the company's shifting its priority away from developing low-cost vehicles and putting more eggs in the unproven but potentially lucrative autonomous software basket. But the self-driving software has had its fair share of shortcomings in the safety department, with U.S. regulators currently investigating 16 crashes where Tesla vehicle owners crashed while using autopilot, resulting in 15 injuries and one fatality. In December, Tesla was forced to recall 2 million vehicles over safety concerns with the autopilot system. The bottom line is that until Tesla's confident enough in its tech to take on the liability of accidents and allow drivers to actually become passengers, the self-driving system could be a tough sell to a lot of customers, even with the price cut. And for our big picture, Toronto Pearson Airport secures investment. As part of an effort to meet higher demand, the Greater Toronto Airports Authority announced plans for a multi-billion dollar update to Toronto's Pearson Airport. Pearson, Canada's biggest and busiest airport, saw 45 million passengers last year and is expected to have around 65 million passengers per year by 2030. Scotty Scheffler wins Masters. 27-year-old Scotty Scheffler won his second Masters championship, solidifying his position at the top of the professional golf world. Scheffler is the fourth youngest golfer to win multiple Masters tournaments, joining Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Seve Ballesteros. CVC set for IPO at $16 billion valuation. CVC Capital Partners is set to go public this week, seeking a $16 billion valuation in a global IPO market that has picked up traction as of late. The Luxembourg PE firm, which pulled the plug on its planned IPO back in November, currently oversees $198 billion of investments. Peak Pals, thanks for making us the most listened to business news podcast in Canada. If you've got a second, why not follow this podcast on your app of choice and leave us a review? And if you want more Peak, make sure to subscribe to our daily newsletter at readthepeak.com.